This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. In British Columbia, listen to AMI Audio from your TV. Novus customers, you guys can find us on channel 889 and Bell channel 49 around the country. Visit ami.ca/schedules for a list of channel locations in your area. Kelly McDonald here, the host of the program with Ramya Muth and my co-host.
As we teased a little earlier, we're going to be talking about a book now. It's really, really fun and fantastic. And also just great timing, which I'm ready to get into. Joining us now is author Tara Shannon, who recently released a graphic novel titled Rabbit and Bear Make a Wish. And the book's message went viral after Tara posted on social media of two characters, Rabbit and Bear, comforting each other last March when the lockdowns began. That's why last March was so significant. So, Tara, thank you for coming on the show, and we're really excited to learn more about this book and about your inspiration behind it.
Thank you for having me.
Why don't we start there, the inspiration behind you coming up with Rabbit and Bear. What's the story behind creating that?
It started well before the pandemic and the lockdown. I'm a cancer survivor. I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer back in 2012. And around that same time, the couple of years prior to and then the couple of years after that, I miscarried. My marriage ended. My parents passed away. My mother from cancer. Then I was diagnosed with cancer. There was a lot of anxiety and depression and just struggle around that at the time I didn't really know what to do with it, because when you're in it, when life is happening to you, you're just doing what you can. You're just going step by step. And that was what was happening to me for about 5 years of my life. And I also lost my job and I moved. And so a lot of things were happening, but it wasn't really occurring to me. Like, I knew on some level that these were hard things, but I wasn't in a space to process it. And it took me a few years to kind of come out of the fog that was that time of my life. And I sat down and I started to write. So in 2019, I just had this idea one day that I wanted to draw. I was having a panic attack, and it was something that had always brought me comfort, was to sit down and draw. And those adult coloring books, except this time I was going to make my own. And I started to draw Rabbit. And then Bear came along a little while later. And in the spring and summer of 2019, I was sharing my creations and, family and friends and a few other people in a writing group I belonged to. They enjoyed them. And I thought about making it into a book at that time, but it wasn't the right time. So in the new 2020, in January 2020, I started to share those drawings again. And because of the pandemic, and I was starting to feel that anxiety creeping in again, and I could sense it in other people. And then in March of 2020, I was getting ready to go to bed, and I thought, I'll check my Facebook one more time before I went to sleep. And that's when I saw my drawing, and it wasn't posted by me. It was posted by a group I didn't know. Wow. And it had been shared several thousands of times at that point. And I thought, hey, that's interesting. And I turned my phone off and I went to sleep. And the next morning it had been shared several thousand more times. And then it's just been going nonstop since then.
Wow.
timing was right.
That is amazing. And that's what I was thinking, Tara, because you've gone through so many things. And as you said, like that, watching from the outside in and dealing with everything, you get involved with a group where you have that support, but you also realize the power of some of the things you're doing by people saying, hey, this is kind of cool, but enough to say, gee, that's nice. But then this unusual pandemic, this thing that's never happened to any of us, comes along. You once again do this. So I'm sure when you, not knowing what we're going to go through, you put the stuff out there. Did you ever think any of it would get out there and reach the amount of people? We see stuff all the time, you know, oh, look at this YouTube video has so many, you know, 100,000, you know, clicks on it or something like that. But for yourself, and I'm sure it was totally caught you by surprise. And again, you said the timing, and I think there it really is with what everyone was going through. So where did it go from there? When you saw that it was happening, what was the next step?
I just kept watching it, and then I was getting a lot of messages from people around the world. And what happened too was when the image that went viral, it did so without me attached to it,
right?
Which sounds strange because someone somewhere out there found my image. I'm guessing it was on Instagram, and they cropped my name out, and it was just because people who know me, they saw it and they knew it was mine. And they were messaging me and say, I saw your image. And so I started following it. And I think I was pretty quick, but I know even now there are people who are sharing it and they don't know that I'm the one that created it.
Wow.
But then that's okay. I mean, I would like to catch up to it as much as I can, because I realize it's the comfort that it's bringing people. And that brings me comfort.
And you must have realized that in those messages that people were feeding back to you.
Yes. Oh, yes. The messages that I receive and I read all of them. And a lot of times I have to stop for a second. They make me cry because I realize what so many people are going through.
Yes.
And I can either relate or it's just so much. And it's brought to a height kind of now because of everything that's happening in the world. But it's powerful, these messages that are being sent to me. It's humbling, but I'm also grateful that my words, my characters are bringing comfort to so many. So
that timing, Tara, that you talked about.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. The timing you talked about is really, like, you know, you were patient with yourself. You were just kind of taking it as is, and rolling with it. And I think that's what made that difference of it hitting hard for people, because now is when they can feel it the most. So you released this 64-page graphic novel called Rabbit and Bear Make a Wish. How does it feel to further advance the story and now to attach that image that's going viral on social media with the book?
It's kind of a mix of feelings. It's amazing. I mean, it's been a difficult year for so many. I've struggled too, but it's also been kind of amazing for me as far as this is concerned. So it's a bit of a bittersweet feeling. But yes, the characters, my posts were seen by a Winter Tickle Press online, and they contacted me first about being part of an anthology called Not Cancelled: Canadian Kindness in the Face of COVID-19. And from there we had a relationship, and the publisher asked if I wanted to do a standalone book. And it's just been a wonderful experience to share that with people. And you know, I have fans in Canada and the United States, Australia, New Zealand, England, Ireland, Singapore, the Philippines. And I'm asked every day, you know, can we get your book here? So I'm in that process right now of trying to figure out how to get my book to go to more places in the world.
So
social media helps, but.
Yeah, but you want it to be what the version of the book that you've published, and you want people to be able to experience the full thing. With what you have dealt with in your life from the personal standpoint, how has writing and publishing affected your life?
it's helped me so much. It's always been there for me in my life, even ever since I was a small child. I've looked to writing, and that's always been a dream of mine, is to one day write a book and have it published. And I went to school for English, and it's always been in the back of my mind, and it's always been something I've gone to help process big emotions and big feelings, is to write it out. So, especially now, and if that's something I can share, maybe that can be an outlet for other people as well, is that maybe writing will help them too.
That's so amazing, Tara, that you have that outlet that you're talking about, and really, you know, your side of it, and your story behind that image going viral is just as amazing to others as it is that other stories are to you, right? It's really, there's this back and forth connection that we're all experiencing these days, which is so wonderful in itself. Can you tell us where we can go for the book and getting a hold of it and to find out more information?
Yes. Yeah. So the book in Canada, it's available through Indigo. It's available online through indigo.ca, and it's available in stores. It's also on Amazon, but it's a paperback version on Amazon. On Indigo, through Indigo, it's hardcover. And also you can find me on Facebook and Instagram. If you just search at Tara Shannon Writes, I'm on Twitter at Bear Essentially. I'm out there. You can find me. My website's TaraShannonWrites.com. So those are all the spots. And I'll say about the drawing as well. It's sometimes when we're going through these really big things and we have these really big emotions that we're feeling, it's not that we're expressing ourselves to someone else so that that person will then fix the problem. And I found that a lot when I was speaking with my husband. He wanted to fix things, and it wasn't that I wanted him to fix it. I just needed him to listen and to be there with me and experience it. So that's where that came from.
Thank you so much, Tara. We really, really appreciate you coming on and sharing your image, information about it, and the book. So congratulations and thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We were speaking with author Tara Shannon, who recently released a graphic novel titled Rabbit and Bear Make a Wish.
We return with hour two of the program. The communication students from W.S. McDonald School join us with some great audio. Sanding we talk about with Jeff Thompson. But up next, a committee report with Anthony Hodgetts from Calgary.
You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.